When the Holy Spirit comes, he will speak of me, Jesus said. When you enter his school, it's all about Jesus. He, the Holy Spirit, would always bring you back to him. That's his role in your life, to reveal Christ to you and in you. It's his job. When he comes, he will lead you into all truth and he will speak of me. That doesn't resonate too well with us because it's right here that we find out how self-referential we are, how everything relates to how it affects little old me. If you don't believe me, who do you look for first in a group photo? Answers on a postcard, please. The Holy Spirit's job is to kill you off. It's not so that you might speak in tongues, beloved. He has the same agenda as the devil. They both want to kill you, but for different reasons. One of them is measuring you for a coffin, the other for a blessing. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. The Holy Spirit has come that you might experience the abundance Jesus spoke about in John 10:10, that his life might become your life in fullness, not measure. Please understand that God knows the pain you've gone through. He knows the difficulties. He knows what it's cost you. Every trial of your faith. The thing that grieves him here is that you've gone through all this grief and pain and you haven't understood what he wanted to give you or what he wanted to be for you. You haven't found him in them. Israel went through all manner of stuff and each time they were hard up against it, God stepped in and showed them another aspect of himself that they could experience. Jehovah Nissi, a fight on their hands, and he's there as a banner, assuring them of victory. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord who shepherds me. Jehovah Sabaoth, the warrior king who fights for them. You went through all that and you didn't hold on to God because all you did was look at the circumstances. The Holy Spirit is here, beloved, to make perfect sense of everything you've experienced and to make it work for you. To give you a hope and a future, Jeremiah 29:11, guaranteed, he said so. To give you a major victory in the place of your greatest defeat. He's the resident genius of heaven, sent to you to enable you to do anything and everything God asks of you. What a gift. I will ask the Father, and he will send you another comforter, just like me, who will teach you and lead you into all things. All together now. Thank you, Jesus.